Hello, Awe Islanders. We're so happy you're listening today. Since Be Calm on Awe Island premiered 3.5 years ago, we've created over 400 episodes. That's more than 80 hours of content. Most of our episodes are available in our archives on Patreon. If you're not a member yet, please consider joining by going to patreon.com/Awe Island. We are so grateful for your membership. Today, we have a very special episode. One of our longtime fans recently asked to listen to his favorite episode, The Magic of Colors. Although most of our favorite episodes are available on Patreon, there are a few episodes that we wanted to update. So today, we present The Magic of Colors, Refreshed. We are so excited to share this with you. We hope you enjoy it.
Hello, Awe Islanders. Let's see if you have everything you want to be calm on Awe Island. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax by taking 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, imagining you are breathing fire. Ready? Deep breath. In and out. Again, deep breath. In and out. Last one. Fill up your belly. Deep breath. In and out. Today, the air will help you feel calm, as if you are resting on a cloud. This is all pretend, and you are very safe. You will start by focusing on your feet. Slowly move up to your head, and end by thinking about your entire body. Ready to find your cloud? It is in a warm and sunny sky. The cloud is soft and fluffy, like a giant pillow. The breeze circles you as you lie back on the cozy pile of fluff. Think about your feet, focusing on how they feel. Do your feet feel warm or cool as they float on the soft cloud? Do you feel the breeze whooshing between your toes? Does the wind tickle the bottom of your feet? Let the cloud float your body up and breathe like a dragon, in and out. Focus on your legs. How do they feel? Let the cloud support them. Your legs are light and floating, just like your feet. Relax and feel the warm breeze swirl around you as the soft cloud gently rocks you back and forth. Think about your back. How does it feel? Relax into the fluffy cloud and breathe like a dragon, in and out. The soft cloud hugs and gently rocks you as you float in the air. How do your hands feel? Your hand is open with your fingers spread out, allowing the breeze to circle them. Feel your hands soften as they float on the warm cloud. Your body is light and calm, hugged by the comfy little cloud. Think about your arms. How do they feel? The wind gently swirls around them as you rest your arms on the fluffy cloud. With your feet, legs, back, hands and arms all relaxing, notice the lightness in your body and float. Focus on your shoulders. Feel them soften as they settle into the cloud. Breathe like a dragon, in and out. The cloud hugs your body gently and rocks you back and forth. Think about your neck. Is it relaxed and soft? Feel the wind sway your head from side to side as your head rests on your cloud pillow. Enjoy the feeling of comfort as the cloud gently cushions your head, loosening your jaw and your forehead. The soft breeze swirls around your face and body, relaxing you even more. Now, your whole body is floating as the cozy cloud supports your feet, legs, back, hands, arms, shoulders, and neck. Relax and feel the cloud hug and rock you back and forth. Back and forth, wrapped in the airy blanket. As you continue to float, let's take 3 more deep dragon breaths. Deep breath in and out. Breathing in through your nose and breathing fire out of your mouth. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one, fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is The Magic of Colors Refreshed. White, fluffy clouds dotted the blue sky, and sunshine sparkled on the freshly watered plants. A breeze gently rustled through the branches of the trees, making the leaves flutter. Lydia looked out of the window at the bright blue sky. It was a magnificent day. She began to think of all the fun things she could do outside. She could swing, draw a picture, walk, write a story, ride her bike, or read a book. But just then, her dad walked in carrying some paper, two old shirts, and four colorful containers. "I thought today might be a good day for finger painting," he said excitedly. Lydia's face lit up with a smile. "Oh, that sounds fantastic. May we paint outside?" "That's a great idea," her dad said. "But first, let's make sure our clothes don't get dirty. Here's a smock for you." Lydia's dad held out one of the old shirts. Lydia put it on and laughed. The shirt was so big, it covered her knees, and the sleeves were hanging off her hands. Her dad laughed as well. "Let me help you with that," he said, and rolled the sleeves up to Lydia's elbows. Lydia and her dad moved outside to set up their painting studio in the cozy sunshine. With a deep dragon breath, in and out, Lydia and her dad enjoyed the fresh air. They were ready to paint. Lydia's dad opened up the four pots of paints, one red, one yellow, one blue, and one white. "Where are the other colors?" Lydia asked. "They're all there," her dad replied. "I only see red, yellow, blue, and white," Lydia said. "Would you like to see where the other colors are?" her dad responded, with a twinkle in his eye. "Yes," Lydia exclaimed, excited to see what her dad had in mind. Dad put a glob of red on his paper, and then added a glob of yellow. Where the two colors were closest together, he began to make circles in the paint with his finger. The yellow swirled into the red. The red swirled into the yellow. With each circle of his finger, the trails of each color grew thinner, and a new color was emerging. It was orange. "Wow," said Lydia. "What other colors can we make?" "All of them," her dad said. "Why don't you try it out?" Lydia was excited to try the magic. She looked at the beautiful orange and decided she would try yellow and blue. Just as her dad had done, Lydia dropped a glob of blue and yellow on her paper and drew circles in the paint with her fingers. The blue swirled into the yellow. The yellow swirled into the blue. With each circle, the trails of each color grew thinner, and a new color was emerging. It was green. Soon there was a fluffy green cloud of color on Lydia's page. "Your turn," she said to her dad, smiling. "Okay, I'll use red and blue this time," Lydia's dad said.
He took a glob of blue and a glob of red and began drawing circles with his finger, blending the colors together. The red swirled into the blue. The blue swirled into the red. With each circle, the trails of each color grew thinner and a new color was emerging. This one was purple. Lydia looked at the colors and wondered what would happen if she blended yellow, blue, and red together. She decided to try it. "My turn," Lydia said, eager to see the results of her experiment. "I'm going to try three colors." She dropped a glob of blue, red, and yellow on her paper and drew circles in the paint with her fingers. The blue swirled into the yellow. The yellow swirled into the red. And the red swirled into the blue. With each circle, the trails of each color grew thinner, and the new colors were emerging. Lydia saw green where the blue and yellow swirled, orange where the yellow and red swirled, and purple where the red and blue swirled. But she had already seen these colors. She was looking for something new. "That's looking pretty cool," her dad said. Lydia kept swirling the colors. Now green swirled into orange, orange into purple, and purple into green. With each circle, the trails of each color grew thinner, and a new color was emerging. It was dark brown. Lydia was surprised and a little unsure of what to do with her painting now. Her dad smiled and said, "Great! Now you have the color to make the trunk of your tree." Lydia looked, and the fluffy green cloud at the top of her paper did look like a treetop. So she began to paint lines of brown, bringing the brown paint up to the green. It did look like a tree trunk. "Would you like some pink flowers?" her dad asked. He had been blending white and red together while she worked on her three colors. "Sure," Lydia said. Her dad used his finger to do some pink flowers at the base of her tree. "Maybe some purple flowers too," Lydia said, dipping her finger into the purple blob her dad had mixed earlier. "I'll tell you another secret about color," her dad said. "If you ever want to refresh your colors, you can add a bit of white paint to any color and make it lighter. That's how I got the pink color for the flowers. I mix red and white." "Wow," said Lydia. "And what if I want to make my colors darker?" "You can add black or brown," replied Dad. "Now what can we do with the orange?" "I know. We can make a sun," Lydia exclaimed. Lydia's dad dipped his finger in the orange glob, and Lydia showed him where the sun could go on her picture. He drew a bright orange circle in the spot. Lydia and her dad looked at the picture and decided it was done. The full green tree was surrounded by pink and purple flowers and was lit up by the sun. Lydia and her dad looked at each other and smiled. "We better let it dry," her dad said, and picked up some rocks. He set one rock on each corner of the picture. Lydia picked up some rocks as well. "We need to dry your painting too," she said, setting the rocks on her dad's picture. The gentle breeze dried the paintings as Lydia and her dad cleaned up. The paintings were nice and dry by dinner time. Lydia proudly showed her mom the paintings and explained how they had made all the colors just using red, blue, yellow, and white. Mom was very impressed. Soon it was time for Lydia to get ready for bed. She set the paintings up where she could see them and finished her bedtime routine. Lydia yawned and stretched. Then she hopped into bed and nestled into her fluffy pillow, feeling cozy and warm. She thought of all she had to be grateful for. Lydia was grateful for the delightful day. She was happy to have learned the magic of making colors. Lydia was also thankful to spend time with her dad. She closed her eyes, gave herself a big hug, and then relaxed. Lydia took a deep dragon breath in and out. She took another deep dragon breath in and out. Then one more deep dragon breath in and out. Her mind quieted, and Lydia fell asleep with swirling colors dancing in her dreams. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.